Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Cassie Pearson, superintendent of the Knoxville School District, to discuss the impact of the recent spate of winter storms on the district.
The last few weeks have seen the schedule turn topsy-turvy, really. Even the board meeting had to get moved around and abbreviated because of this. And this has probably had an impact on, for one thing, scheduling for the district for all kinds of things, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a very challenging year because of the weather. I just heard that we have not had this much snow in a season since 1936. So it has been a while since we have had this much snow and this many delays and cancellations. So it's definitely put us on our toes and made us get creative with scheduling. We're looking forward to spring and getting back to a regular routine at this point.
Will this have any sort of impact on the remainder of the calendar year for the school district?
It will. We have missed 62 hours of instruction for kids. We had 18 hours built into our schedule already that we can forgive, if you will. So that means we've got 44 hours of instruction to make up. We are currently looking at some different opportunities and options for doing that. If we don't miss any more days, I'm still hopeful that we can have the last day for students be Friday, May 31st. That does mean, though, that we will probably have to use some of our Monday late starts and actually have kids come to school on those days. So by the 1st of March, we plan to have a good plan put together on how we're going to fit those 44 hours of instruction in for our students and be able to publish that and let parents know so that they can make appropriate plans as well. But our goal is hopefully still being out before June 1st.
And, of course, the actual instruction time is also difficult because a lot of teachers have had to go over material that they'd already covered because of long delays. Is there any worries that this may affect the quality of the education students may be receiving?
Our teachers are phenomenal. This isn't the first time they've been challenged with some irregular school days and weeks. And so they are doing a great job, I think, of trying to keep on pace and get as much in it with the time that we have. The one thing that we've talked a lot about is it seems like every school in the state is in the same boat. That really, I think, plays a little bit into it, that we aren't any more disadvantaged than any other school district, and trying to keep a good attitude about the time that we do have with kids and doing the best that we can do. And kids seem to learn all the time anyway. So one of the opportunities we have is how can we help them learn maybe when they aren't in our classrooms and in school, and with technology, that actually becomes possible in today's world.
Kids normally enjoy having snow days, but this may be wearing a little bit even on them, not sure whether they're going to be in school one day from the next to the next, and it's probably been tough for them to get around, but kids tend to bounce back from this sort of thing, don't they?
They do. And I would say our children and our teachers both enjoyed the first day or two of our snow days. And after that, I think everybody's ready to get back to school, and we've had enough now. So hopefully we will have, again, regular school days and not have to worry about weather delays, cancellations, or early outs in the future.
What are some of the things that you couldn't go over at the most recent board meeting? Because of the aforementioned weather, you had to abbreviate the schedule. What were some of the things that you had hoped to spend time on?
The two that we were most excited about actually had to be tabled and postponed to the end of the month. But our middle school team of teachers and our high school team of teachers will be coming in to do presentations on some of the projects and initiatives that they are currently working on in their buildings. In January, we heard from West Elementary and North Star staff. And so our secondary buildings are slated to come here in February and showcase some of the great things happening with students and learning. And so those had to be tabled, but we will have those sessions on February 25th at our next board meeting.
And that right there is a bit of an adjustment because you weren't originally supposed to have a board meeting that day. And instead of getting the night off, the board members will have to come in and take care of a lot of unfinished business, right?
Yes, actually, it ended up working out just fine. We originally had canceled that meeting because we didn't think we would have much on the agenda. But because of the recent weather, we're just now going to reinstate it, and we'll have an opportunity to listen to those presentations and still be on track with all the things we need to do at our March 11th board meeting. We really appreciate all of our community members being understanding about all the scheduled changes, again, between all of our extracurricular events and our ball games having to be rescheduled, people have done a great job of being supportive, showing up, filling the bleachers and supporting our kids and cheering for them, even when it's on a different day than was planned. So thank you to our wonderful community here in Knoxville, because they definitely are probably some of the most supportive folks that you'll find anywhere, and our kids definitely benefit from that.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.